Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Is your safety program viral or vile? How many of your employees brag about the safety program and are excited about their participation? How many would rather pay their own money to not participate in or attend safety events? Engagement is accepted as an important indicator of the culture and the shared priority or value of safety. How many are excited and willing participants? How many of them do you have in your safety culture? How many individuals are eager to create in and star in a video to show precisely how proud they are? Weatherford found some. As I'm currently traveling the many global oil fields to assess the major contractor's culture of a major oil and gas operator, I'm exposed to some similar and some radically different approaches to safety. All of the organizations I'm interviewing have mature safety programs and evolving cultures around safety. Not all have videos they can point me to that outlines the approach they are proud of. In some recent interviews, several individuals directed me to a video to learn more about a particular approach within their company, Weatherford. When the video was first brought to my attention in 2012, I was impressed, but not as impressed when several years later, across the world from the group that created it, others were bragging about it. You could do a search for it, Weatherford Safety, on YouTube and you'll find the video. I should point out that other clients do have videos created to highlight the pride in safety and their accomplishments. Not all have reached a point of becoming viral. On a side note, I find it shameful that the majority of the videos having to do with safety that have become viral are injury related. I received one today that was intended to, according to the message that came with it, provoke laughter. I stopped it halfway through as it was questionable whether the Darwin Award winner survived or not. I'm surprised people find decisions that led to a major injury or death funny. Do your safety programs, videos, and information make people smile, create interest, and facilitate engagement? Or do they prompt cringing, create disengagement, and turn people off to the message? Safety should be viewed as more than a condition of employment. Safety adds value to the job site, personnel involved, and the families they are working to support. When people enjoy the content, they might share it if they have the extra time. When they are part of the content and it is entertaining and adds value, they make time to share it.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.